Yes, sir.
You are making a pretty big decision on your birthday, announcing a commitment to Ohio State today. What is it about Ohio State? I'm just going to start right there. You've got offers from every major school in the country. What is it about Ohio State that made you say, like, hey, this is where I got to be?
It's the brotherhood. Like, when I went down on my visit the first time, like, you could feel the energy from the players. And it's like, it's a brotherhood. And the coaches around it, and how they'll be coaching me to prepare me to be the best that I can be at the next level. And I'll be going against the best every day. So that's only making me better.
Did you expect to do this right now? I mean, I know there was, you just came back from Clemson a week ago. There was a plan for you to go to Ohio State at the end of March and then again for the spring game. Then the coronavirus thing is going on. And was it just like, hey, I know where I want to be. I'm not going to waste time. Or is it like, hey, it's my birthday. I may as well take advantage of it. How did this come together?
I had already went on like majority of the visits that were in my top six and the school that I were interested in. And out of those, Ohio State felt like home to me. And like when I went up to Clemson, it didn't really feel like as much home as Ohio State did. So it was like, why waste time when I know where I want to go?
What is it about the relationship that you have? And Ohio State's primarily recruited you with the wide receivers coach, Brian Hartline. Yes, obviously, in the last 2 months, there's been a lot of changes between Jeff Hafley's departure to Boston College, the addition of Kerry Combs. You only had a chance to meet with Kerry Combs once, right?
Yes, sir.
What did you think of him? How did the confidence in him and what he's doing, how did you get that, I guess, so quickly?
When he came to visit me and like I first met him, we talked and he was breaking down the game to me. And like
he has a different way of teaching, I guess, than a lot of people do.
Yeah, I like the way he teaches, and his teaching reminds me of like my coach's teaching. And I really like that. And I feel like he could push me and prepare me to be the best at the next level out of all the other coaches. Well, I'm not going to say all the other coaches are bad or anything, sure, but I trust him the most. I feel confident with him.
Your coach at DeSmet High School, Robert Steeples, played in the NFL for a couple of years and has played the position of cornerback for more than 20 years.
Yes, sir.
How did his opinion of what he found with Kerry Combs shaped the timing of this decision? Did it at all? Did he feel confident in saying, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about?
Yeah, Coach, we talked about it. And when we talked about it, he was telling me how he likes how he teaches and he knows what he's talking about. And like me hearing that from my coach, that like makes more of an impact because my coach, like, he's been there with me all and helped me with everything, and I don't think he would lie to me. So that played a big factor in it too, like me being able to trust Coach Combs.
It didn't happen, but there was some discussion a month and a half ago or so about Coach Steeples potentially taking a job as the cornerbacks coach at Notre Dame.
Yes, sir.
How would that have changed your recruitment? Do you think it would have changed your recruitment?
Obviously,
one of your good friends, and I don't know if JD Johnson is JD. Is he related to you, or is it just a coincidence you have the same last name, but you guys are close friends?
Are you talking Jordan Johnson?
Jordan Johnson, not JD Johnson. That was the quarterback going to Michigan. Sorry.
Yeah, Jordan, I've been on him since elementary, but we're not related. But that's like my brother, I guess you could say.
So do you think had Coach Steeples ended up there that you would have had been forced to take another look at Notre Dame?
Yeah, in a way, because that's my coach and I like the way he coaches and yeah.
What do you see yourself playing in the Ohio State defense? Who do you compare yourself with? Where do you see your role moving forward?
I compare myself to Jeffrey Okuda, anything that I can do to help the team and get on the field and be like a positive impact towards Ohio State, that's what I'm going to do.
For people out there that aren't familiar really with your game, JK, what is it that you bring to the football field that a lot of other corners don't. You're the number four ranked cornerback in the country. But where do you see the strengths of your game?
I'm faster than most corners and my length. So that's like a good good combination that most corners don't have and that most corners are like, well, coaches are looking to get for.
Right. Had you had an opportunity on the previous trips to Ohio State to get to know Jeff Okuda and those guys at all in the second?
I haven't, but I met some of the other players.
So it had to be a bit of a disappointment, I guess, to see the spring visits canceled, knowing that you probably would have had a chance to meet them.
Yes, sir.
How from talking to other recruits around the country, I guess, I mean, we'll just go into that, but have you noticed that people are really responding to this lack of visits one way or the other? Or people are kind of like, hey, it is what it is.
Could you explain that more?
Well, like when you're talking to other players around the country and you guys are planning visits and talking about who's going to be visiting where at what time and hanging out together, is there a sense that people are generally pretty bummed out about the fact that these visits aren't happening, or do people kind of understand?
Well, I haven't really talked to anybody recently about it, but for me, like, I knew that I felt like it was coming up, so, like, I wasn't really too shocked when it happened, but I was in, like, because I really wanted to get back up, and I don't know when I'll get back up because of what's happening, so.
Was it in your plan to commit in person at the end of March or April, or how are you planning on doing that?
I wasn't sure, but I had a good feeling that when I came back up on this last visit that I was going to end up committing.
You're obviously a part of the big group chat text message thread that all the guys that are committed to Ohio State and that they're recruiting are involved. Who in the class are you closest with that you let know what you were doing?
Really, I don't think anyone.
So you're springing in on all of them. You're just going to shock them all.
Yes, sir. Well, I talked to Troy.
Delato. Yeah. You guys were at Clemson together. I mean, I guess we can go into that. If you guys were at Clemson together, it's the same with Jordan Hancock.
Yes, sir.
Jordan ends up committing to Clemson. Troy and you are in photos together, which is somewhat bizarre, I guess. Like, you're from St. Louis, he's from Fort Lauderdale. How do you guys know each other well enough that you're taking photos together at Clemson?
Well, I met him on a visit at Ohio State, and we became friends, got in touch. And then ever since, like, I seen him at Clemson, and then we thought it would be cool to click up in a photo shoot. So we did that, and that's it, really. We talked a little about it, but we didn't, like, go into much detail about it, about schools. But we talked about it.
Do you see yourself developing down the road here as a recruiter for Ohio State, or are you going to be kind of chill on that stuff?
I'm going to recruit.
Do you have a list? Who are your guys? Do you have guys you want other than Troy Stellato? Who are you like, I got to get this dude?
I really wanted Jordan. Like, I'm still going to try to get Jordan, but he's committed. I'm not sure yet, but I want Troy to come too.
I'm sure that the Ohio State coaches will give you a list of guys.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. When it comes to guys that are at Ohio State, you're very close with Mookie Cooper and Jameson Williams, I understand.
Yes, sir.
How is that influence of Cameron Babb and Jameson Williams and Mookie Cooper and Cam Brown, and then back to Ezekiel Elliott, I guess, the influence of Ohio State and St. Louis? How do you think that's happened?
It influenced me a lot. It felt like when I went up there, I felt like home because, like, a lot of people from my hometown, like, go there for college. And, like, when I talk to them, they tell me, like, how home it is. And, like, if I come here, it'll prepare me to be the best that I can be.
What are your goals? What are your goals now, JK, for the next few months as you head into your senior season? Do you have an opportunity to enroll early at your high school? Is that something you're considering? Where do you see this going from here?
I don't think I'll be able to graduate early. I think I'm going to come in like on time, normal. But I want to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
How did the Ohio State coaching staff react when you told them the news?
Coach Coombs, he called me Like, he was really excited. And then when I called him, like, I told him that I was doing it on my birthday. And then everyone, he was in a car, like, I think, I don't believe in a dance, I think. And then everyone just started screaming happy birthday to me. And it was happy. He was on the phone laughing, screaming, and really energetic, that he, like, all the energy that he always has. And then, like, a few minutes later, I talked to Coach Day and on the phone, and he was really happy. And then Coach Hart texted me, and he was really happy about it, too.
Is it crazy, I guess, for you to think about the fact that this recruitment was basically, as Hartline was the lead recruiter, like, do you think that how do I want to say this? Initially, do you think you would have expected it had to be a defensive backs coach recruiting you and not a wide receivers coach?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be at first. But, like, after a time, or, like, the times that I met Coach Hart and we contacted each other, like, I started to trust him and we started to build our relationship, and the relationship took everything where I feel like it should be now.
In the last handful of years, so Zeke started the whole thing in St. Louis.
Yes, sir.
And then you've got, like I said, Cam Babb and Cam Brown, and then Jameson Williams. Those two helped with Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams helped with Mookie Cooper. Mookie Cooper helps with you.
Yes, sir.
Who's the next guy in St. Louis, JK, that Buckeyes fans need to be paying attention to?
Caleb Purdy.
What? Tell us about Caleb.
Caleb, he has safety, and he's probably not as big as any other safety, but he's still developing to get big. He's only a sophomore going into his junior year, and he can cover. He can come down to hit, and I feel like he'll be like a perfect fit for Ohio State.
And that's now your guy.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, man, I really appreciate you taking some time on your birthday to celebrate with us, with Letterman Row. Congratulations on your decision.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon, and thanks, everyone, for watching out there. Make sure you wish JK a happy birthday on Twitter or if you see him on the social media. So thanks again, folks. This is Jeremy Birmingham. That's JK Johnson. This is Letterman Rose Bermanology. We'll talk to you next time.